Police Chief LaRon Armstrong says an internal investigation by the department's Internal Affairs Unit found 33 incidents of misconduct. Multiple officers had violated the department's use of force protocols 4 days of protests last summer in the wake of the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
I want to say that our officers did a phenomenal job over a four-day period. If you think about 3 days of some of the most violent protests that I've seen in my over 22 years of being a member of this department, the idea that you would face officers being targeted, violence, and including rocks and bottles being thrown at officers, and even the death of the federal officer Underwood. It was a challenging night, starting off with May 29th.
Chief Armstrong says his officers were up against a lot of violence during the protests, including the shooting death of a security guard by a suspected member of a right-wing militant group. He says while most officers behave professionally, several have been suspended for their conduct. He would not say which officers or how many officers have been disciplined. Armstrong did say the vast majority of disciplinary actions were related to the unauthorized use of tear gas. None involved the use of impact munitions such as sponge grenades or baton rounds. However, several protesters were injured by impact munitions during demonstrations last year. Three protesters who were injured by law enforcement in demonstrations in Oakland last summer filed a lawsuit against OPD and the Alameda County Sheriff's Department. One plaintiff alleges in her lawsuit that she was struck over 20 times on her body by different crowd control projectiles. Armstrong says OPD did not deploy less lethal munitions such as rubber bullets and beanbag rounds, but admits that the department did a poor job supervising officers from other jurisdictions who assisted OPD. An earlier investigation by the Oakland Side News site revealed that Alameda County sheriffs used CS blast grenades, stinger grenades, and tear gas during the June 1st protest, all of which can cause serious injury if fired at close range. Here's coverage from last year's protests from KPFA reporter Ariel Boone, who was on hand as OPD began deploying tear gas. Armstrong called OPD's handling of the events on June 1st, 2020, a failure. He said officers have received hundreds of hours of additional training and safer crowd control procedures. He also retracted an earlier statement in which he and former interim police chief Susan Mannheimer claimed that protesters were preparing Molotov cocktails. James Birch is policy director of the Anti-Police Terror Project, a civil rights group monitoring police conduct. He said the decision to police a youth protest with military force was nonsensical.
OPD's own admissions only serve to underscore that their decision to police a youth protest with military weaponry was entirely nonsensical. As a society, we need to move from a place where we believe that investing millions to police public gatherings is a sound practice. Every day we fail to do so is another day our youth are susceptible to violence and trauma while exercising their right to protest.
A December memo by former Police Chief Mannheimer indicates that the department spent upwards of $2.5 million on policing the George Floyd protests. James Birch said that by May of this year, the department had exceeded its annual budget by $32 million, including $19 million for overtime.
We can shout from the rooftops that this is not a wise or a reasonable way to be spending city dollars. But without an administration that is interested in hearing the people's voices when it comes to public safety, then we're going to end up in this situation again and again and again, facing lawsuit after lawsuit, costing our city millions of dollars on activities that were needless and could have been avoided.
Last year, Birch and two other Bay Area attorneys filed a lawsuit in federal court against OPD and the city of Oakland on behalf of local students and protesters. That lawsuit alleges OPD had used unlawful crowd control tactics and is still ongoing. In Oakland, I'm Chris Lee reporting for KPFA.